First, though, in this hour, a couple of the folks responsible for that great sound and what will be some terrific performances, both virtual and live, over the next several weeks, and all for great causes. We are happy to be joined first by our friend Frankie Previtt, the Academy Award-winning singer-songwriter. Frankie, welcome back. Good to talk with you as always.
Good to talk to you, Rich. I haven't spoke to you in a while.
And with you, the talented Lisa Sherman, who is part of this wonderful show, a celebration of Taylor Simon King. Lisa, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, Rich, thank you. It's all good. It's exciting.
Well, it sure is. Well, let's talk about what's going on here. First up, on April 22nd, the Suki and Scott Show presents a celebration of Taylor Simon King, the music of James Taylor, Carly Simon, and Carole King, all from your streaming device. And a portion of the profit and the proceeds will benefit the First Responders Children's Foundation. It's going to be a great time. And, of course, we're here in Maine. People may not know. You're dealing with some big-time TV folks there, putting this all together and hosting it in Suki and Scott.
Yeah, it's interesting. I did an interview on their podcast, which is very, very popular. They have, like, I don't know, 35,000 people or so that watch their podcast. It's on maybe two or three times a week. And they were the host of Channel 11 as sportscasters and news hosts for many, many years, seven-time Emmy Award-winning host. So it was really an honor to kind of be on their show. And then we became friends, and we decided that we wanted to do something special together for a charity. So I had been already working with the First Responders Children's Foundation, so we decided to get together with them and do this virtual show. Lisa has this unbelievable show, the Taylor Simon King Show. So we went in and actually filmed them live doing the show. And that's what it'll be. It'll be the first time that the world will be seeing this film, this live rendition of the Taylor.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, and I watched it.
I still can't believe it.
I watched a clip, and Lisa, man, it is great, and especially you, and I believe it's Mary McCrank and Byron Smith and the incredible musicians. Boy, you guys sound great together.
Thank you. It was, I've done a lot of different productions, and I like to choose players that I feel will melodically fit into either the genre of the show or the energy of the show, et cetera. And with this show, you know, people for years globally have listened and grown up to this music. And, you know, when you take a song, any song, okay, let's just say Natural Woman, okay, just because we can use that as an example. When you take a song like that, and it's very difficult to undo the magic, if you will, of Aretha Franklin. But because the song is so good as it is by itself, when you're able to choose players to take this music, even though you've grown up with this music in the way that you are familiar with, and then give it a different nuance, a different energy, a different voice, a different touch. And the song still is so strong, and I believe that the players that are in this one show, we each have a different entity in the music industry. Byron is very kind of soft spoken and mellow. Mary has this incredibly hauntingly melodic ability to arrange songs. Like she's almost like an Eva Cassidy with a Celtic twist, if you will. And me, I mean, I'm like a bundle of energy, which, you know, it's nice having the soft songs also. But, you know, when you put those three different types of melodic abilities together with the magic of these songs that we have all grown up with, it can take you anywhere. And you kind of, you remember when you first heard it, and then all these years later, it just takes you right back to what you remember. And it's, you know, it is magical, and that is the power of music.
What I like best about it is that this is not a tribute show. These are your interpretations of these classic songs, and I think it says a lot that you make them your own, and you give them a different life and make them sound so fresh and so new.
And thank you so much. And that kind of reiterates what I was saying before. It is nice to give something your own twist. Yes, it is. And at the same time, you know, you never forget how these songs and you grew up together. You know, I mean, it goes back with me. For some people, it takes you right back to grammar school. For some people, high school. For some people, college. But, you know, you still hear this music no matter how old you are. I mean, like my daughter is in her late 20s, and she listens to this music, and she's like, wow, this is really good stuff. I mean, you know, the music of today, you can't compare it. No one is trying to do that. But I will say that these three troubadours, you know, these three American troubadours, what they gave us, it's really hard to ever redo the magic of these styles. I mean, even if you go back to someone like, and I'm just throwing this out there, the Dan Fogelbergs, the Cat Stevens, the Neil Youngs, you know, all these different type of individuals, when you listen to this music, you really, it is a celebration. Now, going back to what you said, you know, yes, there are tribute shows where individuals truly try to match either vocally and or when they're on stage, how they dress, how they look, their costuming, if you will, and they do their best to tribute and imitate these artists. And yes, we are a tribute show, but yes, you are absolutely correct. We are celebrating the music. We are not trying to copy them. I mean, yes, there are some similarities, if you will, of course, but we're not trying to copy. You know, yes, we are giving it our own flair and our own individual flavor. And I am just finding every time I sing this music, I'm happy. It brings you to a nice place. It has a nice aura to it because it's all good memories. So, yeah.
We're talking with Lisa Sherman and Frankie Previtt here on Downtown. Frankie, you're the co-producer for these shows, and we mentioned the show coming up on April 22nd, but there's another virtual performance in May, and then already sold-out live performance scheduled for July in New Jersey at the Count Basie Center for the Arts.
Yeah, it's very, very exciting. That show we talked about, April 22nd, is you can actually purchase tickets if you go to our website and go to TaylorSimonKing.com and just look down and scroll down. It'll say the Sookie and Scott Show. And then you just click on that. It'll take you to Brown Paper Ticket. And for a very, very inexpensive ticket price of $15, you can see the show. And then you can join us afterwards and go to a after party. And the performers will be there. We'll be doing other songs live with acoustic. Lisa and I are actually going to sing Time of My Life.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. And so that'll be fun. And then that May show you talked about actually got moved to June 17th, and that'll be for the Alzheimer's charity. So we're excited about that. We're trying to take the music and give back with it during these times, this pandemic, when people are, you know, musicians are kind of taken, the music is taken away from them. People can't go out. The music is taken away from them. This gives people a chance to still celebrate live music, and that's kind of what we're about, and give back to these charities. So I think it's real important.
It's a win-win.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know if you know this or not, but our mutual friend Ken Franklin set us up last week. We had a chance to talk with Bill Schnee last week, and of course he did the great mixing on your song that's out there raising money for good causes as we speak, One World.
Yeah, absolutely. Bill actually produced Frankie and the Knockouts.
Right.
Remember, back in the day with Frankie and the Knockouts. He was the producer of the Making the Point album. So when we decided to re-record One World, Bill said, you know what, I'd love to mix that for you. And so all of those stems, so to speak, when we recorded from our homes, we sent in the tracks. They're called stems. And there was about 100-some-odd stems. And within a day or two, Bill took those stems and mixed them to make an incredible-sounding record called One World.
Now, you two, you and Lisa, have also worked together on a show called The Unforgettables that's going to be available for virtual showings. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
You know, we did the show a few years ago, and then the pandemic kind of...
It was Calling All Divas. It's gone through different...
Well, it started out to be Calling All Divas, and then we realized that that name, we were trying to brand that name. And it,
there were a lot of Divas shows.
Well, that's why we decided to call it The Unforgettables. And so The Unforgettables got filmed, and we have the footage of The Unforgettable show. And while we were using, you know, the Taylor Simon King, we have this other footage, the Unforgettables, that we've been just tossing it around, it's an idea, to utilize that live performance of the Unforgettables, and it's a really great show. But, you know, all of these shows that we put together, Lisa and I, are with top-notch musicians and performers and singers, so we really feel proud of each show we do.
Absolutely.
Lisa, I want to ask you about this, because you were on Broadway for many years. You were with the Rockettes, and we had the great actor and dancer George Chakiris from West Side Story on our show a few weeks ago.
Okay.
And we said,
really?
I said, George, how is it that you look, I mean, he's like 86 years old. He looks great. How is that possible? And he said, dancers. It's that dancer mentality and discipline. And, well, clearly something's working for you, Lisa. I got to think it's that.
Oh, thank you so much. I was in West Side Story. I played Anita
right.
in West Side Story. Now, we're talking like, I'm aging myself here. I think it was 1982 or 84. I might be missing a few years there. And it was by far... I would say I think Evita was my favorite. Well, no, they're all good. They're all fabulous. But West Side Story, I mean, the music, oh my God, it's just incredible. And so, yes, I did many years doing shows in New York and on the road. I enjoyed touring. And yes, I spent 4 years at Radio City Music Hall. And I'll tell you, every Christmas, my hamstrings have like a ghost ache, just remembering. I mean, we used to do 6 shows a day, 6 days a week. Now, that was in the very, very, very early 80s when you were allowed to do those things. I think there are some differences with unions and their rules and all that. But, I've had some wonderful lifetime experiences, and I'm very blessed, and I'm finding now that the energy comes from never wanting to stop. I mean, it's just something that it's the power of movement. It's the beauty of movement. It's the power of song. It's the beauty of song. It's just that overwhelming reason why you got into this crazy business in the first place. And there have been so many rejections and so many shows that have opened and closed and so many injuries and all those things. But I look at those things and I think the joy of loving what you do is that no curtain can ever bring that down unless you choose to do it yourself. And I'm not ready.
Keeping your feet moving, doing shows constantly.
Oh yeah,
is what keeps.
I still dance. I have bars. I have ballet bars and studios in my home.
And she's teaching.
I teach all the time. Yeah. So, you know, keeping active, sure, it's very, very important. I mean,
But it's what keeps you young.
It's what keeps my
your
soul
spirit.
Young. It your keeps spirit. My spirit and soul young. That is for sure. And you know, during this pandemic, I found I got in the best, I think some of the best shape vocally and physically I'd been in a long time because I had nothing else to do. And, you know, I would walk my dog, which I do, you know, every day, a few times a day, and I do my voice classes. I'm like the neighborhood minstrel. And I'm just walking around the neighborhood and I do my little vocal exercises. And there's that crazy woman because I have my earphones on. And if you know anything about vocal exercises, it's not like you're singing a melody. They're very strange exercises. And I just don't think anybody's really listening. But when they are, if they're walking it back at me, they must wonder, what's with that, man? Isn't she supposed to be like, you know,
where's the song going to happen?
Where's the song? Yeah. Yeah, and I'm doing all these, like, you know, chordal changes and things like that. But anyway, I've been trying to, you know, stay as active mentally and physically as possible. And so now to have something to look forward to at the Taylor Simon King show, I really am.
You know, what's
I'm actually excited.
What's a tribute to the power of this music is that when we put it on sale at the Count Basie, for our July 7th and 8th shows, it sold out in 22 minutes.
Wow. And you know, and I was saying it before, I really believe that the music from this era brings back so many good memories that people need that. They're searching for it.
Well, you know, it's the music of us baby boomers.
Oh, yeah.
And so it brings you right back to the time when you first heard it, a time and place, a happier time. And once we get to the other side of normal, this helps us get there.
It sure does. Well, you can watch this all from the comfort of your own home. Go to TaylorSimonKing.com for more information. Chance to see these virtual shows. It's going to be great. A tremendously talented group of performers together. It's great to see it and great to talk with you both. Lisa Sherman, Frankie Previtt, thank you so much for making time for
thank
us.
And you.
Thanks for the great work.
Richard, thank you, and stay safe, everybody.
Bye.
Frankie Previtt, Lisa Sherman on Downtown. Again, the website, TaylorSimonKing.com, and those virtual shows coming up, the first one on the 22nd of April, another one in early May as well, and all to benefit good causes, too.